Tony Scheffler, tight end with the Detroit Lions following a remarkable stint with Denver. And before that, of course, right here in Kalamazoo at Western Michigan. Now, I was checking out your website, TonyScheffler88.com. Right on the front there, it says, Restore the Roar. Now, as a Lions fan yourself following the team as you were a kid, now, you know the team's been telling us for the last decade or so, this year's going to be different, this year's going to be different, and there's a lot of disappointment over those years. So tell me, as a fan, why we should believe this year is going to be different.
You know, really, I think it starts from the top down, and, you know, management has really done a great job this offseason of bringing in free agents, core groups of guys, and, you know, really great work in the draft to bring in really some players that really make a difference on and off the field. So, you know, I think this thing's headed in the right direction, and being from the state and, you know, growing up with the team, every year as a Lions fan, you know, you get excited and hope this is a year. And I really think this thing's going to get turned around. And, you know, we got a great group of guys. And you know, I'm excited to be a part of it.
Speaking of from the top down, you've had the opportunity to work with one of the greats in Mike Shanahan. And then last year in Denver, the coaching change with Josh McDaniels. Your new boss, Jim Schwartz, which of those two would you say he's more like, Coach Shanahan or McDaniels?
I would say Coach Shanahan for sure. Great coach. I mean, you know, I've had the pleasure of playing for Coach Shanahan, like you said, with, you know, one of the most respected coaches in the league. And, you know, it was good to get a start under that regime. And then, you know, like you said, kind of moved on to, Coach McDaniels and, you know, had a up and down year with him. And, you know, it's refreshing to be here with Coach Schwartz and be under, you know, his regime, his style. He's not only is he a player's coach, but, you know, he expects a lot out of the team. We had a tough camp, man. I think we were one of the last teams in the NFL to break camp. Tough, long camp, but, you know, we definitely put the work in, and, you know, we're looking forward to the rewards this coming season.
Did you lose any weight in camp?
I did. I lost a ton of weight. I actually I came in a little heavy, so it worked out all right. But, yeah, with, you know, Brandon Pettigrew coming back from his ACL injury, and we had another tight end down in camp. There were some days, you know, pulling 2 days with two tight ends. So a lot of running, and, you know, some more running. So we got a good work day in pretty much every day at the tight end spot.
Now, speaking of Brandon Pettigrew, he really flourished last year under tight ends coach Tim Lapano. Now, it takes a special kind of coach to be able to get the most out of what you have. Has he been able to sort of maybe help you tap into some things, you know, give you a few new tips, ideas to help you improve your game?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's been a fresh start for me here. And, you know, Coach Lapano is kind of taking it back to square one and, you know, really just working on fundamentals with me, just trying to fine-tune stuff and, you know, kind of go back to doing things that, you know, you kind of shy away from as you get older in this league. And, you know, you kind of play with instinct and stuff like that. You kind of lose, you know, I want to say the small things that make you an all-around player. So, you know, it's been great playing with him. We have a great room, you know, a lot of character in that room. And, you know, it's fun to be a part of. And, you know, it makes practice go by that much quicker and easier. And, you know, it's fun to put that hard work in when you got guys in your room that you're competing with and on the field, but off the field you were able to joke around and stuff like that. So,
you know, something that's been a sore spot for the Lions over the last few years is the difficulty getting the rushing game going. And this year we're hoping to get some more rushing game going to open up the passing game a little bit. How do you see the rushing game going for the Lions this year?
It's going real well. You know, we got a good good stable of backs. You know, Javid Best is obviously is lightning back there, and you know, he's shown his prowess in the preseason so far. And you know, just got to keep guys healthy back there, and I think we'll have a great year. You know, we got a good veteran offensive line that I think is getting better and better, and you know, running a lot of two tight end stuff and able to get some edges and spread the field out a little bit. And you know, great group of backs. So I think we're looking forward to getting that running game going to open up the pass game that much more.
Now, do you have some goals set for the season in terms of numbers, like how many catches we want to shoot for, how many touchdowns? Do you have numbers like that set for you?
Not really. You know, it's kind of hard because you don't know how many opportunities you're going to get to set goals like that. Really, just the ultimate goal is to, you know, put in the work and then putting the work off the field, watching the film, in the weight room and stuff like that, and, you know, just kind of sitting back and letting the rewards come in. That's kind of the way I approach it. Some guys have written goals, but, you know, just the guy in my position, you know, I kind of just like to work hard and, you know, kind of create my own luck.
Now, you talk about hard work, and, of course, it is a hard work to get to the position where you have in your career. But a lot of people work hard and aren't able to succeed like you have. How much would you say of your success, being able to live the dream, be with the team you watched as a kid, be able to do what you love for a living and be well compensated for it, how much would you say maybe is beyond your control? How much luck is there in getting to where you have, you think?
Oh, there's a ton of luck. There's a ton of things that you can't control. Injuries being the number one thing. I mean, you know, where you're at a certain time, you know, right place, right time. There's so many different factors that kind of play into it. But really, I believe that if you have the ability and you put in the work and you don't give up, I believe there's a place out there for everybody. It's just you're right. I mean, it's a grind, man. It's a long camp. It's a long, I mean, just in college and kind of growing up and everything, it's a grind. So if you really are fortunate enough to get this far, there's definitely a lot of luck involved, I think.
Now, bringing you back a little bit to your humble beginnings back here at Western Michigan, you got to play along some guys whose names have already become greats of the program, like Greg Jennings and Tim Hiller. What was your favorite football moment at your time at Western?
Oh, shoot, man. That's hard to say. You know, we had some up and down years, obviously. You know, I got to Western when they were coming off back-to-back MAC West championships. So, and then things kind of fell apart, you know, when myself and Greg Jennings got there. And, you know, we were never able to go to a bowl game or anything like that. But and we never really had too many big wins either. So it was, you know, talking about a grind, it was you know, it was a lot of work, and, you know, we had a 1-10 season my junior year under Coach Darnell his last year. And, you know, it was tough, but I think going into my senior year and turning that thing around and going from 1-10 to 7-4, the amount of work we put in under Coach Cubitt and just getting that thing back on track felt good. And as a fifth-year senior, you know, it was a good way to go out.
I was going to vote personally for that 2005 game against Central with the 31 straight points to come back and take down the Chips at Waldo.
Yeah, that ranks up there too. There's good memories like that. You know, I think we played a 6 overtime game against Ball State. You know, we weren't on the winning end of that one, but you know, I still run into guys to this day from that played on that Ball State. Actually, Dan Gerberry, our backup center here, he was on the Ball State side that day, so we talk about that quite a bit. You know, there's a lot of good memories, even as a true freshman going in there and my redshirt years, kind of getting to know everybody and, you know, being close with the other receivers. I was a wide receiver at the time, so myself and Greg Jennings. And that was, that year of just kind of working at school and playing football and not having to play games, that was one of my best memories, too.
Well, speaking of memories at Western, taking you off the football field for a bit, when you were off the field and having a good time out here in Kalamazoo, what were some of your favorite places to hang out, favorite bars you'd hit here in town?
You know, Firehouse was probably the mainstay. You know, some nights at Waldo's, and then, I headed out west to Captain Lou's in South Haven during the summer. So I actually worked at Firehouse and Captain Lou's one summer, so just bounce around to those places. And, you know, a couple of years there, I lived down in a three-story house on Lovell, 10 of the football guys. So it was we kind of created our own nights there and didn't make it out sometimes. So.
You know, speaking of Firehouse, did you hear about that place? They had a fire there a few years ago, yeah.
I did, yeah. I don't know what to say about that.
Ironic to say the least, but they still haven't reopened.
A lot of rumors going around, yeah, I don't know.
They've actually, I've been driving by, they've been doing some work in the place now, so I don't know if they're going to reopen it or what. But obviously, big game coming up for the Broncos this weekend, opening up the season at Michigan State. You got any Michigan State fans in your family?
Not really. You know, we all grew up Michigan fans, but, you know, I wasn't really recruited by either, so we don't really have a whole lot of Michigan or Michigan State fans in the family. you know, it's kind of a wide-open deal when it comes to my household. My brother played college football at Hope College in Holland. And but other than that, you know, we don't have many ties in our family. So I'm going to try and make it out there Saturday to that game with Drew Stanton, actually. So hopefully I'll be able to see the Broncos go into East Lansing and get a win.
Well, that's what my next question was going to be, see if you had any bold predictions for the game.
You know what? I'm not sure I even know anybody left on the team. So it's kind of a fresh start for me here. You know, with I was able to come back last year for homecoming and see Tim Hiller and some of the other guys. But I think all the connections for me are gone player-wise. So, you know, it'll be fun to keep track of them. And I kept track of them in my years out in Denver. But this will be the first year where I'm really kind of clueless on how the Broncos are going to be.
And lastly, I was checking out your photo gallery there on your website. And I see you got this tattoo on your arm there, a big old tattoo. How many tattoos you got, Tony?
I got a couple. I got a couple at Western, and then kind of added to them out in Denver, but not a whole lot, just a couple here and there. So whenever I get into a mood or something happens, an injury or something like that, I tend to go get tattooed. So any kind of major change in my life, I don't know. I guess it's just the way I deal with change. I go get tattooed. So.
Right, right. Well, it's a good look for you. It's part of that intimidator look out on the field. We like to see that.
Yep.
All right. And, Tony, we want to see you in the end zone with the football many times this season, helping to restore the roar with those Lions.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, thanks for your time, and have a great game. And stay injury-free this season, too, by the way.
Oh, I'll try.